The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark. This is Drew Doherty of Texans TV. And today, Nick Scherfield of HoustonTexans.com huddles up with Rick Goslin, famous NFL columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and he hears why Rick thinks the Texans will win their division in 2009.
This is Nick Scherfield, HoustonTexans.com, here with Rick Goslin, NFL columnist for the Dallas Morning News. Rick, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
And you're down here in Houston. You're touring around the NFL training camps. This is one of 18 you're going to. Why did you decide to come to Houston?
I think this is a sleeper team. I think you can't pick the same teams to repeat as division champions and go to the playoffs each year. Every year there are four new division champions and seven new playoff teams, and I think the Texans, much like Miami last year, is a team that can make a quantum leap. I think in the division, I think the Colts are going to miss Tony Dungy, and I think Houston or Tennessee will be hard-pressed to match what they did last season. I think if they come down a little, Texans come up, and with this draft, they should come up. I think the Texans have a shot at winning the division title this year.
Let's talk about the draft a little bit. Of course, you gave the Texans draft an A-plus this year. What did you like so much about the draft?
They got quality in every round. You know, I end up rating about 500 players on my draft board. And each and every round that I saw, the Texans got a good player. I thought getting James Casey, I hit him as a third-round value. They got him in the fifth. Bryce McCain was the fastest cornerback on the board. They got him in the sixth round. You know, you go to the top with Cushing and Barwin. I think you guys are very athletic. They'll make this team better in the defensive front seven, which is, I think, where they need some help. They've done a good job of drafting in the last couple of years, and I think this particular draft was a grand slam.
James Casey, who you mentioned, he's been making a lot of plays lately in practice and in games. What have you seen out of him so far, and what do you think he's going to bring to this team?
Well, I've seen great catches. I think a trend you're going to see this year is the two and three tight end sets. A lot of teams now have the elite second tight end that's a pass catcher, and I think Casey can, you know, slide right into that role. I think it causes defensive matchups the more tight ends you have in the field. And, you know, this team has got four tight ends, and if you had Connor Barwin, you got a fifth tight end. So there's a lot of things you can do, you know, create mismatches on the offensive side of the ball with tight ends, but, you know, Casey doesn't drop anything. You know, the couple practices that I saw, he made great catches. I'm very excited to see him during the course of the season.
Of course, the big question for the Texans is going to be the defense this year. New coordinator, a lot of new players. What do you think about their defense? Can they play at a level high enough to help the Texans make the playoffs?
Well, I don't think they have to go out and, you know, be the Baltimore Ravens of 2000. I think if the Texans, with this offense, if the Texans can get to the point where they're in the middle, somewhere between 13 and 17 ranking-wise, I think this team is good enough to win the division title. I think what's going to help this defense is the explosiveness of the offense. Back in 1992, when the Cowboys won their first Super Bowl, they had the great offense with Emmitt Smith and Troy Aikman and Michael Irvin. The defense only had to play 26 minutes a game because the Cowboys were dominating, holding on to the ball. If you run the ball, you keep your defense fresh, and the Texans can do that with Slayton. I think if this defense can get down to playing 28, 29 minutes a game, I think this could be a potential Super Bowl team.
I want to talk about Mario Williams for a second. Coach Kubiak has said this offseason that he thinks he can take another step and be in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year. Is he in that conversation this year?
I think so. Again, because I think this team can win the division title. If this team goes 10-6, 11-5, with this offense, he's going to get more chances to rush the passer. That's the key. He's got to have chances to get to the passer in the fourth quarter. If you're playing in front, you're going to get those chances. If the Texans are, like I said, 11-5, 10-6 team, he's going to have probably 20, 25, 30 chances more to rush the pass over the course of the season. And that should translate into somewhere between 15 and 18 sacks if the Texans are as good as I think they can be.
Another question I've been asking a lot of the national writers who have come through here is about Andre Johnson. Of course, he led the league in receptions and yards last year, and then Larry Fitzgerald had the great playoffs. Who do you think is the best receiver in the NFL?
Well, because Larry Fitzgerald went to the Super Bowl, everybody wants to claim him as the best receiver. This year, if Andre Johnson goes to the playoffs, I think you'll see a switch. I think Andre Johnson's got as much ability and with more speed than Fitzgerald. I think it's a coin toss between the two. Last year I had Johnson and Fitzgerald as my two All-Pro receivers. I think it's a coin toss. Based on what Fitzgerald did in the postseason last year, you'd have to give him the nod, but I think Johnson's right there with him. If the Texans go to the playoffs this year, ask me next year, I'll probably say Johnson.
And Matt Schaub, he's been great when he's on the field, but he's had the injury problems. Is he a guy that can lead the Texans to the playoffs?
Not without question. You know, is he Tom Brady or Peyton Manning? No. But is he Phil Simms? Yes. And Phil Simms won a Super Bowl for the Giants and took him to another one. You don't have to be the greatest quarterback in history to win a Super Bowl. If Trent Dilfer proved that. I think if the Texans are as good as I think you could see Matt Schaub in a Pro Bowl this year.
All right, Rick, thanks a lot for joining us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. All right.